Ridley Thomas co-defendant to plead guilty in bribery case. Los Angeles, a former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work, has agreed to plead guilty to a federal bribery charge in a political corruption case involving suspended Los Angeles City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas, prosecutors announced September 15. Marilyn Louise Flynn, 83, of Los Feliz, is expected to plead guilty in the coming weeks to the bribery charge and pay a fine of at least $100,000 in exchange for prosecutors recommending that she serve an anticipated 10-year prison term on home confinement, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Ridley Thomas is scheduled to go on trial in the case November 15. According to her plea agreement, in 2018, Flynn was trying to get an amendment to a contract between the School of Social Work and the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health involving services provided by USC Telehealth, a clinic with USC students providing online mental health and counseling services. Prosecutors said the social work school was facing a multimillion-dollar budget deficit at the time. According to prosecutors, then-County Supervisor Ridley Thomas in April 2018 allegedly arranged for Flynn to funnel $100,000 from his campaign account through the School of Social Work to a nonprofit operated by his son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, who had recently resigned from the state assembly amid a sexual harassment probe. Prosecutors contend Mark Ridley Thomas wanted to provide the money to support his son's nonprofit, but didn't want the funds linked to him or his campaign. So he agreed to provide the money to Flynn, who then sent $100,000 in university funding to the nonprofit, known as the Policy, Research and Practice Initiative. Flynn and Ridley Thomas allegedly concealed the arrangement from USC, knowing it would have violated university policy, prosecutors said. After the money transfer was completed, Ridley Thomas allegedly set up a meeting in May 2018 between Flynn and a high-level county official to discuss moving forward with the amendment Flynn was seeking on the telehealth contract. Ridley Thomas subsequently voted in favor of the amended contract, prosecutors said. Prosecutors said earlier that the amended contract was expected to generate about $9 million a year for the university. Ridley Thomas was suspended from the Los Angeles City Council following the federal indictment. He is charged with one count each of conspiracy and bribery, two counts of honest services mail fraud and 15 counts of honest services wire fraud. There was no word of whether Flynn, who was dean of the School of Social Work at USC for 21 years, until her departure in 2018, will testify against Ridley Thomas in his upcoming trial. Responding to news of Flynn's plea agreement, USC issued a statement saying, "USC strongly supports the School of Social Work and the role it plays in training those who serve the public good." After the university learned during the summer of 2018 about unethical conduct by the former dean, we quickly disclosed the matter to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Marilyn Flynn has not been employed by the university since September 2018. USC is not a party to the criminal case, but respects the judicial process.